Welcome to Health Reform, Dimensions in Behavioral Health. This session is sponsored by the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Other Drugs section. We have a listing of our programs in the back and some additional ones up here of all our sessions. I just want to draw attention, our reception and awards ceremony is Tuesday night, just around the corner here in the Convention Center from 6:30 to 8 o'clock in room 146. I think it's B. I wrote it down wrong. But it's around the corner. And our booth is 5082 in the group with all the other sections. Please stop by if you're looking for more information about our section. What I'm going to do is, because our topics are kind of different, I'm going to do an overview on health reform. If I could just see a quick show of hands, how many of you are actively doing whatever you do in your professional or personal life directly related to health reform? Great. Okay. So we have four great presenters for you, where they're going to be each 15 minutes. We're going to take questions after each one of theirs, and then we'll hopefully have time at the end to tie it all together. Basically, what we have with health reform is a new world, new way of funding is about to come our way. And by 2014, which is really just in 2 years from this month, all these pieces that you see up here have to come together more or less in some way. And everyone you're going to hear from today will talk about different aspects of the puzzle. Transforming treatment for substance use disorders. We've got a lot of key things that have taken place, parity, health reform. There's been a lot of Medicaid changes at every state in every way. Health information technology will be key. Many unanswered questions and what the relationship of behavioral health to the rest of the health system will look like, we don't know, but this is our shot now to make it look as close to reality or what we need as possible. For those maybe who have not seen this graph, I think it's really important. That little itty-bitty square at the top, red, represents the number of people currently in specialty treatment, primarily publicly funded clinics across the country. And it represents only 10% of the people who are needing treatment. Why is integrated care, which is something else you'll hear a lot about in health reform and as you do your work in the field, nearly 12% of the 95,000 visits made by adults to hospitals have associated with a mental disorder, substance abuse problem, or both. Depression and mood disorders and anxiety disorders are the source of a lot of these 12 million visits, and 41% result in hospitalization. So that gets to efficiencies, cost of care, continuity of care, and then you can see across the board who's currently paying for these ED visits, but ultimately we all pay. Integrated care is important. If you look at people with serious mental health conditions, how many of those folks have other chronic health conditions that are going untreated and therefore costing the system more, costing themselves more, and their life expectancy is shorter. And again, 90% of the 20 plus million individuals who need substance use care don't get it. So this section is going to focus on these puzzle pieces and turning the Affordable Care Act into something meaningful for the behavioral health field. And when we say, at least in alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, when we say behavioral health, we mean mental health and addiction. Frequently, you will come across behavioral health, and you might only hear a reference to mental health. It really is both, but some people define it differently. Given the topic of the session, what we hope is that, to the best of their ability, that each of the presenters will connect the dots, and hopefully in our discussion at the end, we can connect those dots.